The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 19th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jata Agana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha. So,
thank you.
Everyone gets a mother and a father.
Kiekvienas turi savo motiną ir tėvą.
That is called first birth.
Tai vadinasi pirmas gimimas.
It is nothing extraordinary.
Nieko išskirtino.
Even the dogs and cats, they get a mother and father.
Net ir šunys ir katės irgi turi tėvus.
So, this mother and father,
taigi ši motina ir tėvas,
at the first birth,
pirmo gimimo metu,
they give us a material body.
Jie duoda materialų kūną.
Which is subject to birth, death, old age and disease.
Kuris pasmerktas gimti, sirgti, pasenti ir numirti.
So, it's not such a great body, actually.
Todėl tai nėra kažkoks puikus kūnas, iš tikrųjų.
I mean, who wants to get sick?
Kas nori pasenti, susirgti?
Does anybody here like to get sick?
Ar kam nors čia patinka susirgti?
Any volunteers to get sick?
Ar yra savanori norinčių susirgti?
How about getting old?
Arba pasenti?
Does anybody like to get old?
Ar kam nors patiktų pasenti?
How about death?
O numirti?
Anybody like to die today?
Ar norėtų kas šiandien numirti?
So these bodies that we have gotten from our first mother and father, they are not very good. They must get sick, grow old and die. But there is a special facility given by the arrangement of Krishna that is called second birth. The second birth also has a mother and father, just like the first birth. But this mother and father, they are different than the first mother and father. Now the father is the spiritual master. And the mother, that is the Vedas. So if one can get this second birth,
jeigu žmogus gali antrą kartą gimti
by the mercy of Guru and Krishna,
Guru ir Krishnos malonės dėka,
then they get a spiritual body.
Tada jie gauna dvasinį kūną.
Actually, they already have the spiritual body.
Iš tikrųjų, jie jau turi dvasinį kūną.
Simply they have forgotten, that's all.
Paprasčiausiai yra užmiršę jį ir tiek.
We are dreaming that we are this material body.
Ir mes sapnuojam, kad esam šitas materialus kūnas.
Someone is dreaming, I am male.
Kažkas sapnuoja, aš vyras.
Someone is dreaming, I am female.
Kažkas moteris.
It is dream state.
Ir tai yra sapnas.
But when by the mercy of Guru and Krishna,
bet kai Guru ir Krishnos malonės dėka,
one undergoes the process known as dvija or second birth.
Žmogus pereina dvija arba antro gimimo procesą.
Then one revives one's original spiritual body, which is non-different from the self. In this material world, the body and the self, they are two different things. But in the spiritual world, the body and the self, they are the same thing. Here we have to say, I am not this body. But in the spiritual world, you can say, I am this body. So, this spiritual body is revived by the process known as second birth. We are today conducting this initiation ceremony. I'm accepting 6 candidates as my disciples, plus I am giving second initiation to some of my prior first initiated disciples, plus a disciple of another spiritual master is here getting her second initiation purified today.
Ir plus kito dvasinio mokytojo mokinė antros iniciacijos apvalymą taip pat gauna.
This ceremony is being conducted under the blessings and instructions of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Visa šita ceremonija vyksta dėka Šilos Prabhupados palaiminimu.
When Srila Prabhupada was here, he accepted all of the new candidates as his disciples.
Kai buvo Prabhupada čianai, jisai priėmė visus naujus kandidatus į savo mokinius.
But he instructed us that after his disappearance from this world, the new candidates coming to ISKCON, they would become the disciples of Prabhupada's disciples. So, since I am the disciple of His Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada,
by accepting these persons as my disciples,
priimdamas šios asmenis kaip savo mokinius,
I'm not doing so on my own volition.
Nedarau tai savo vardu.
I'm doing so under the orders of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Darau tai Šilos Prabhupados nurodymo dėka.
This means that when they become my disciples,
tai reiškia, kad kai jie tampa mano mokiniais,
they will not only be my disciples,
jie bus ne tik mano mokiniai,
but they become the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
Bet taip pat taps anūkais Šilos Prabhupados.
And the great grand disciples of His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Ir dvasinis proanūkis jo dieviškos malonės Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
And the great great grand disciples of Gorkhashwar Das Babaji Maharaj.
Ir taip pat pro anūkiai
and the great, great, great grand disciples of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because I am initiating them on the order of Srila
Prabhupada,
they are being connected with the great Mahajanas throughout the history of the world.
Mahajanais istorijoje viso pasaulio.
So this is the most auspicious ceremony.
Todėl tai labai gera linkinti ceremoniją.
And we thank you all for coming today to make it even more auspicious by your attendance.
Ir dėkui, kad visi atvyko čia, kad dar padidinti jos gėrį.
Today the initiates will be vowing to chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra every day.
Šiandien visi, kurie šventinsis, pasižadės 16 ratų kartuoti kiekvieną dieną.
As well as following 4 regulative principles.
Ir taip pat sekti 4 reguliuojimus principus.
No illicit sex.
Jokio neleisino sekso.
No meat eating.
Mėsos valgymo.
No intoxication.
Alkoholizmo.
And no gambling.
Svaiginimosi ir azartinių žaidimų.
Plus, they will be striving to chant the holy name without any offense.
Ir šalia to, jie stengsis kartuoti šventus vardus be įžeidimų.
This is most important thing.
Tai pats svarbiausias dalykas.
How to avoid the 10 navaparad, the 10 offenses against the chanting.
Kaip išvengti 10 įžeidimų iš švento vardo.
These 10 offenses are as follows.
Ir štai tie 10 įžeidimų.
The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord.
Pirmasis tai yra piktžodžiauti prieš atsidavusius, paskyrusius savo gyvenimą švento vardo šlovės kleist pasaulyje.
The second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu.
Antrasis tai prilyginti pusdievių vardus net ir tokių kaip Brahma ir Shiva viešpačiui Krishnai ir laikyti, kad jie yra nepriklausomi nuo jo.
The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master.
Trečiasis tai nevykdyti dvasinio mokytojo nurodymų.
The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version.
Ketvirtasis tai piktžodžiauti prieš vedų raštus arba raštus atitinkančius vedinę traktuotę.
The fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination.
Penktasis tai laikyti, kad švento vardo kartojimas jo didybė yra perdėta.
Some may think, well, you're making up all this very attractive sales pitch to convince us to chant.
Kažkas gali pasakyti, kad jūs čia taip patraukliai siūlote mums kartoti.
But you should know, no matter how much we glorify this chanting, it is not an exaggeration.
Bet iš tikrųjų, kad ir kaip mes bešlovintumėm šitą kartojimą, negalvokit, kad tai yra perdėjimas.
Because the name of Krishna is Krishna himself.
Nes Krishnos vardas yra pats Krishna.
One is directly associating with God by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra.
Ir kartodamas šitą mantrą, žmogus tiesiogiai bendrauja su Dievu.
So, the Lord has unlimited potencies.
Ir Dievas turi be galo daug galių.
There's no limit to how much one can experience happiness and realization by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra.
Ir nėra limitų, ką žmogus gali pajausti ir realizuoti kartodama šitą mantrą.
The sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord.
Ir šeštasis įžeidimas interpretuoti šventus Dievo vardus.
The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord.
Septintas tai nusidėti pasikliaujant švento vardo apvalomoje galia.
The eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruit of activities.
Aštuntas tai prilyginti švento vardo kartojimą tiesiog ritualiniam ritualam įvairiem, kurie aprašyti vedų literatūrai.
In other words, you should not take the chanting as some means to get your material desires fulfilled.
Kitaip sakant, nereikia galvoti, kad šitas kartojimas padės išpildyti kažkokius materialius troškimus.
Do you want to get a new car, so you chant some extra rounds every day to get your new car?
Jeigu, pavyzdžiui, norit naujo automobilio, tai pakartojate dar kelis ratus per dieną, kad gautumėte.
Don't use the holy name for any material benefit.
Nenaudokit švento vardo jokiem materialiem tikslam pasiekti.
The eighth offense is to consider the chanting. Oh, that's the we just did that one. The ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name.
Devintasis tai pasakot netikinčiajam apie švento vardo šlovę.
This doesn't mean that we shouldn't preach.
Tai nereiškia, kad nereikėtų pamokslauti.
It just means that when we preach, we should be intelligent how to preach in such a way that people do not become offensive.
Paprasčiausiai turime išmokti pamokslauti taip, kad žmonės netaptų įžeidžiais.
The tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names.
Dešimtas įžeidimas neturėti pilno tikėjimo į šventą vardą kartojimą.
And to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter.
Ir toliau išlaikyti materialius prisirišimus, net ir supratus tiek daug pamokymų šiam temu.
So we must also be inattentive, we should also avoid being inattentive while chanting.
Ir taip pat turim vengti nedėmesingumo kartodami.
While chanting, one should keep one's mind focused on the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Kartodamas žmogus turi koncentruotis į garso vibraciją ir nenukrypti.
So this is a most auspicious event. Prabhupada explains that deathlessness begins from the day of initiation.
Ir tai iš tikrųjų labai gėrį nešantis ceremonija ir Prabhupada aiškina, kad nemirtingumas prasideda, kai žmogus išventinamas.
He says, as soon as you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master,
jis paaiškina, kad kai tik žmogus priima prieglobstį pas bona fide dvasinį mokytoją,
your point of deathlessness begins immediately.
Tai žmogus nemirtingumas prasideda iškart, momentaliai.
And then he repeated the word, he said, immediately.
Ir jis dar pakartojo tą žodį iškart, staigiai.
And if you continue the advice and instructions of the spiritual master, if you continue following him,
jeigu žmogus ir toliau seka dvasinio mokytojo nurodymais po iniciacijos,
then there is no more death.
Tada mirties daugiau nebebus.
Anyone who takes initiated and seriously follows their initiation vows,
Tas, kas priema išmetinimą rimtai, jo seka visais įžadais.
They completely conquer over death.
Jie pilnai nugali mirti.
They will leave this body not like a death experience, but just like going to sleep and waking up with Krishna.
Ir jie paliks šitą kūną ne kaip kažkokią klaikią mirties patirtį pajus, bet tiesiog kaip nueisi miegoti ir atsikels pas Krishna.
For an ordinary person, death is a very, very fearful experience.
Ir paprastam žmogui mirtis tai yra klaiki patirtis.
When all of one's material attachments are forcefully ripped away.
Kai visi jo materialūs prisirišimai per jėgą iš jo atėmami.
But the devotee of the Lord who seriously takes this pathway and becomes initiated by the bona fide spiritual master.
Bet nuoširdus viešpatis atsidavęs, kuris priema šitą kelią ir priema išventinimą iš mokto,
is already fixed in renouncing these connections.
Jau yra įsitvirtinęs atsižadėjame visų šitų materialių ryšių.
Therefore, for him, death is a very wonderful thing.
Ir dėl to jam mirtis yra nuostabus dalykas.
That I get to make a trip to Vrindavan. It's like devotees save money to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham, get on, you know, finish air and fly to Vrindavan. They look forward to it. So the devotee who has taken the initiation vows and is surrendered to the bona fide spiritual master, they're excitedly preparing for their trip to the ultimate original Vrindavan. Where they will have an eternal form. Eternally youthful form. Which never gets sick.
Kuris nesensta,
never gets old.
Neserga,
never dies.
Nemiršta.
You don't have to pay any taxes.
Nereikia mokėti mokesčių.
You don't have to work a job.
Nereikia dirbti darbo.
You just enjoy with Krishna forever.
Tiesiog mėgautis su Krishna.
Serving him and serving his wonderful devotees in his eternal lila.
Tarnaujant jam ir jo nuostabiem atsidavusiem amžinoj lilai.
So initiation is your ticket.
Taigi išventinimas yra bilietas.
To Goloka Vrindavan.
Į Goloka Vrindavan.
So these devotees are very intelligently now making this step forward.
Ir šitie atsidavę labai išmintingai žengia šitą žingsnį į priekį.
To their original home in the spiritual world.
Į savo tikruosius pirminius namus dvasiniam pasaulyje.
So we thank you once again for lending your presence here to this auspicious event.
Ir dėkojame jums dar kartą, kad dalyvaujat šitam
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai.
Okay, so now we will give the names and the deeds.
Taigi dabar duosim vardus ir karolius.
All right. First, I would like to call forward the Vigintas.
Pirmiausiai Vigintas į priekį žengs.
Need to play it softly. Say your pranam mantra out loud.
Namo Vishvapadaya Shri Buddhaleshma Sankasindasya Kari Namine Namo Prabhada Nunga Prema Bhatti Kripatmane Gaura Deshna Kashat Khautama Bhakta Vit Sotte Vashima.
So now, who can tell about Vigintas? Why? How he's qualified for initiation? What? How he came to Krishna? Something about him that everyone can know more about Vigintas. Who can tell? Can tell about Vigintas.
Kas norėtų apie Vigintą papasakoti?
Vigintas šiaulietis, mes įgė...
So, what are the four regulated principles?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication.
And how many rounds do you chant every day?
At least every day 16.
Very good. So, we've given you one name of Krishna in the prime of his youth.
Ir davim jums vardą apie Krishna savo jaunystėje.
The ages between 11 and 15, they are called the Kishore age.
Amžius tarp 11-15 metų vadinasi Kishoro amžius.
So there is a very wonderful name of Krishna in his prime of youth.
Yra labai nuostabus Krishnos vardas šitojo jaunystėje.
And you'll be the servant of Krishna in that name.
Ir jūs būsite to vardo Krishnos tarnas.
So your name is?
Taigi jūsų vardas?
Raja Kishore Das. So, what are the four regulator principles?
Kokie principai, kad tai lietuviškai?
Nevalgysim mėsos, kiaušinių žuvies.
No meat eating, fish, eggs.
Nenaudosiu intoksinų.
No intoxication.
Nelošiu azartinių žaidimų.
No gambling.
Ir atsisakau neleisimo sekso.
And no illicit sex.
For the lifetime.
Visam gyvenimui.
For the lifetime.
For a lifetime.
Yes, that's right. Not just for not just for today only. That's right. And how many rounds will you chant for the rest of your life?
Sixteen rounds all life.
Without pay.
Only 16?
And more.
Yes, right. At least 16 every day. That's right. So, for you, I have chosen a very, very special name. Krishna, he is an amazing person.
Krishna yra nuostabi asmenybė.
He has the most amazing, beautiful girlfriend.
Ir turi pačią nuostabiausią draugę.
She's the most beautiful girl in all of existence.
Ir yra pati gražiausia mergina visoje kūrinijoje.
And he enjoys her like anything. So in that name, he has a, in that pastime, he has a very special name. So I have named you as the servant of Krishna in that lila. Your name is?
Jūsų vardas?
Radha Raman Das. So, what are the four regulative principles?
Taigi, kokie keturi principai?
Tarnaudamas Guru Devui, noriu laikyti keturis reguliuojamus principus. Ir vienas iš jų nevartoti intoksikacijos.
No intoxication.
Antras, nevalgyti mėsos, žuvies, kiaušinių.
No meat eating, fish and eggs. No gambling.
Ketvirtas. Nepropaguoti, neleisti olimpinių santykių, olimpinių santykių skirti vaikam pradėti ir tai guru leidus.
No illicit sex except for procreation with a permission of the spiritual master. And I vow to chant not less than 32 rounds.
Oh. So, Krishna is very, very special person.
Ir Krishna labai ypatinga asmenybė yra.
He has a very special name that indicates his self-sufficiency.
Ir jis turi tokį vardą, kuris nurodo į tai, kad jis yra pats sau pakankamas.
So I have named you after Krishna in that aspect.
Ir tame aspekte vardas yra Krishnos toks.
So your name is Atma Rama Das.
Somebody is gonna stop.
the next candidate will be Marak.
Kitas kandidatas Marikas.
Say that aloud, the mantra. Nama Om Vishnu. So, what are the four regulated principles?
No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication.
Yeah, very good. And how many rounds will you chant each day?
At least 16 rounds.
Very good. So, for you also, I've chosen a very special name. Krishna has so many amazing pastimes.
Krishna turi tiek daug nuostabių žaidimų.
This pastime of Krishna is so amazing that Arjuna.
Ir šis žaidimas toks nuostabus, kad Arjuna.
In the Bhagavad Gita refers to Krishna by this particular name.
Bhagavad Gita kreipiasi į Krishna būtent šitų vardų.
So this name is not only dear to Krishna, but it's also dear to Arjuna.
Ir tas vardas ne tik Krishnai brangus, bet ir pačiam Arjunai.
So your name is
Jūsų vardas?
Madhusudana Das. So, Madhaji and I are the only ones who know him. Who will tell his glories?
Kas papasakos jo šlovę?
I am an international traveling preacher, and he is also very international because I first met him in New Govardhan, Australia. He was doing my laundry, I remember, very nicely.
Ir aš esu tarptautinis keliautojas ir taip pat ir jisai yra tarptautinis keliautojas. Tada ir vienoje vietoje mes susitikom ir jis labai gerai skalbė drabužius mano.
And then later we met him and he was in Canberra, Australia, doing some studies in the university.
O kitą kartą susitikom, kai jis Australijoje studijavo universitete.
And then he got his recommendation from initiation from Poland.
Ir tada iš Lenko jisai gavo rekomendaciją iniciacijai.
So, international guru, international disciple.
Taigi, tarptautinis guru ir tarptautinis mokinys.
Now he's getting initiated here in Lithuania. So,
taigi,
I'm very happy it has finally come to pass now.
Labai džiaugiuosi, kad tai įvyko dabar.
So now you have your mission cut out to serve your spiritual master with complete dedication of heart.
Ir dabar jūsų misija tai tarnauti dvasiniam mokytojui su pilnu atsidavimu.
Hare Krishna. The next candidate will be Bhaktin Anna.
Kitas kandidatas tai Bhaktin Anna.
So, what are the four regulated principles? Translation, she had them right? Okay. And how many rounds of japa will you chant each day? Translation?
At least 16 rounds.
Very good. Very, very good. So, there's a wonderful nature to the to Krishna himself and to all of his devotees as well and to the process of Krishna consciousness also. In fact, as I explained in the initiation lecture, by this process of diksha and surrender to Guru, you achieve immortality. So, in celebration of the immortal nature of Krishna, and the immortal nature of Krishna's devotees, and the immortal nature of the process of Krishna consciousness, I have chosen for you a very special name. Amrita Devi Dasi. So I know. Oh yes, you can give some glories of Amrita Devi Dasi. All right. So I have many glories of Amrita Devi Dasi. She has been coming. She has been hankering for many, many years to be my disciple. But in Riga, it's very strict to get initiated. You have to really do a lot of endeavor. They don't give initiation recommendation very easily in Riga temple. So she has become very, very steady and dedicated in her service to the temple there. By her service, she's become very much pleasing to the temple authorities there. They acknowledge very nicely in writing, posted on the wall, the service that she's doing. She's very much appreciated there for her service. And now that she's initiated, I'm expecting her to do even more service. So she becomes totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness and becomes Amrita, never taking birth ever again. So the last candidate for first initiation will be
paskutinis kandidatas išventinimui.
Bhaktan Niholi.
Bhakti Niholi.
So, what are the four regulative principles?
Taigi, kokie keturi principai reguliuojami?
Nevalgyti mėsos, kiaušinių,
no meat eating, eggs and fish.
Nenaudoti intoksikatų.
No intoxication.
Nežaisti azartinių žaidimų.
No gambling. And no illicit sex.
Very good. So, how many rounds will you chant each day?
At least 16.
At least. Very good. Very good. So, we also have a very special name for you. In the Vrindavan Leela of Krishna, there's so many amazing personalities. So many amazing lady devotees in Krishna's Leela. And so one of the most very dearmost ladies in that Leela. We are giving you a name as the servant of one of those very, very special ladies in Krishna's Leela. So your name is Nandarani Devi Dasi. Krishna's father is Nanda Maharaj.
Krishna's tėvas yra Nanda Maharajas.
And his wife Yashoda, she is also known as Nanda Rani.
O jo žmona Yashoda dar žinoma kaip Nanda Rani.
So you are the servant of Nanda Rani, Mother Yashoda.
Taigi jūs tarnaitė esat motinos Yashodos Nanda Rani.
Krishna's mother.
Krishna's mamos.
So if you will serve very nicely,
ir jeigu tarnausit labai gražiai,
you can directly go to the spiritual world.
Galėsite tiesiogiai keliauti į dvasinį pasaulį.
And you can serve Nanda Rani there also.
Ir tarnauti ten Nanda Rani.